It is our prayers this morning. I'd like for you to turn with us to the 14th chapter of the book of Joshua. If I would have a title for this little discourse this morning, it would be "Give Me This Mountain."
Amen.
I'd like to begin reading, for someone to read for us, beginning at the 6th verse through the 14th verse, please. Joshua 14 and 6.
And the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal.
Yes.
And Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. Mm-hmm. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God.
Amen.
And Moses aware on that day, saying, Moses swear on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.
Mm-hmm.
And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 40 and 5 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 84 and 5 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
Amen. There was there's an expression that has been mentioned more than one time, and I think it would be good to take special note to it, at the outcome of Caleb's life, and probably those that followed after him, has everything to do with the fact that he chose to wholly, fully follow the Lord in obedience to him. I would think this morning, any that expect an outcome that is successful and positive in the things of God would eventually come to the conclusion that we can't do anything less than what Caleb did to wholly follow the Lord, for God to actually bestow upon us all the blessings that he ordained to bestow upon us. I'm thinking about Caleb. Caleb, the name means capable. And I don't know, sometimes we consider what it means to be a capable person. We recognize part of it. Part of our capability has to do with blessings and gifts that God has bestowed upon us mentally. God bestows special gifts on many people, and it gives them a certain capability. And the certain ability to be able to accomplish whatever it is that it is ordained for them to accomplish in life. Sometimes God blesses an individual with physical abilities, and it proves to be a way of doors opening for them. Because of this physical ability, they're able to accomplish what perhaps some of their goals are. But there's something about capability in a spiritual sense, that an individual does not have to be top-notch intellectually, and they don't have to be in the top 10% physically to be able to accomplish what God ordained for them to accomplish in this time world. So in a spiritual sense, our capabilities have everything to do with our choosing to fully and wholly following the Lord. To actually complete what God had in his mind before the foundation of the world, before we were even formed in our mother's womb, it means everything for us to make that kind of a choice. To fully, wholly follow the Lord. Now, just as a little background, I'd like to go back to the 14th chapter of the book of Numbers, where it retells Joshua and Caleb did to cause God to bestow such great blessings and make them capable of doing the things that he desired for them to do. Now we look at the life of Joshua, and we know he was preordained, and it wasn't because God had a respect of persons. It wasn't something because of the background that Joshua had or his family had. Someone had special favor with the Lord. There is such a thing, actually, as perhaps maybe there are those that have accomplished much for the Lord, and maybe their background isn't so pristine. Maybe it's not a lot to boast about. But the fact is that God sees us as individuals. There was a time, the scripture speaks about in 18th chapter, I believe it is, of Ezekiel, where the fathers ate sour grapes and set the children's teeth on edge. That the things that the children, that the fathers did, affected the children so gravely that they seemingly had to experience some of the punishments that were due to the parents. And I believe the Lord said, "You shall not have occasion to speak this proverb in Israel anymore." Because as the soul of the father is mine, the soul of the son is mine, and the soul that sinneth, he shall die. And so it is. We need not think back about things, and perhaps mistakes, errors that we made in our life. Think that God cannot make us capable to accomplish his will and purpose in our life. We need not accept that as the standard of our life. God will use anyone that's willing to give themselves fully, wholly, would admit that actually Joshua and Caleb made an entire, complete consecration to God back 40 years ago, 45 years ago, and probably before that time. Joshua was the man that Moses chose to even accompany him up into the mountain when the Lord gave him the Ten Commandments. That's talking about a special relationship with another individual that is a very exceptional in what God ordained that they should do. And so it is, God blessed Joshua that way, but he also blessed Caleb. And one of the things regarding Caleb was that Caleb was not a Jew by blood. He was a proselyte. In other words, he converted to the Judaism, to the Judaistic religion. I don't know what age, I don't know how it came about, but he was not a blood-bred Jew, and he was incorporated into the house of Judah. So it is, it really doesn't matter so much about your background. You may not have close ties with the saints where you can trace it all the way back to 1880, but folks, we can establish close ties with God and with his law and with his word and with his will, and God can cause us to be capable to accomplish what he had on his mind in our life. So here, I'd like to read that in Numbers. I beg your pardon. I think that's, yes, Numbers 14 chapter, verses 8 through 10. If someone read that, I'll appreciate it. Yes.
Then he will bring us into this land.
All right, I guess I don't want to have to read it all. But this is the spies. This is the occasion where the spies, the 12 spies that were chosen in the time of Moses, to go over and scout out the land and to come back with a report. And Moses was hopefully, everyone had a very positive report because it was necessary for them to cross over into the land of Canaan to possess the land flowing with milk and honey that God had ordained for them to have. Years and years back in the time of Abraham, God promised him that land. And in the time of Joseph, where God used him in such a great way, made him as such, go through, allowed him to go through some very, very difficult things in life that we would think about as a horrifying thing that happened in a person's life. But God allows certain things to happen in a man's life to mold him and make him out of the vessel he would happen to be. And it seems that the things that God provides or allows for a person to go through are not the most positive things that a person would desire for their life. You know, they would not personally choose to go through those things. Joseph would not have personally chosen to have been sold by his brethren. Perhaps in a manner in which he behaved himself, unknowingly brought on some of the things that happened, and perhaps even a lack of wisdom of the parents, especially the father, in showing special favor over the rest of the children. That has a dire effect on the lives of many children, but that's not supposed to cause an individual to thwart God's plan that he has for them and to go off on another tangent because things don't go well in your life. I say anybody that makes anything from God has had to overcome some great obstacles in their life. And they were not favorable conditions that they lived under. And how we accept the things that God has allowed to come in our life, how we deal with them, how we allow the Lord to work the good, if it is true, and it is. The scripture, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. That took in when the time of Joseph, the time of Jacob, it went all the way back to the beginning of time. God still allows things in our life that